Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's September jobs report just out, and the number of jobs created last month coming in rather disappointing and below most economists' predictions. Just 661,000 new jobs were created in September. And as for the unemployment rate, here's Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
A September unemployment rate of 7.9% remains substantially above the 3.5% level seen in February, and it's reminiscent still levels seen during the Great Recession.
The unemployment rate going to 7.9, down from 8.4% in August. First Lady Melania Trump says she and President Trump are, in her words, feeling good after they did test positive for coronavirus last evening, and both have cleared their schedules until further notice. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Several major fires still raging in California. Officials say the glass fire in Northern California was expected to grow overnight as it gets dangerously close to Angwin and Napa Valley, where about 4,000 people reside. The fire, expected to stay active as a red flag warning, is in effect all across that region. Firefighters battling strong northwesterly winds, near record temperatures, and very low humidity. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is accusing Senate Democrats of religious discrimination, saying on the Senate floor, Democrats have preconceived notions about people who are deeply religious.
That people of deep faith or certain faith are incapable of being fair or objective.
Border Patrol agents in Laredo, Texas, stopping a human smuggling attempt. They say they found over 100 people inside the trailer of a semi-truck at a checkpoint. Find us online at usaradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Vice President Mike Pence campaigned in the heartland of America. The details and the latest from the campaign trail from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail in Carter Lake, Iowa. The vice president advocating for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump did his duty under the Constitution of the United States. And last Saturday, he nominated a principled conservative woman of extraordinary character and extraordinary intellect.
A relatively light campaigning day for President Trump. He spent his Thursday afternoon in New Jersey hosting a roundtable with supporters, and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigned virtually on Thursday.
President Trump signaled his campaign would reject any changes to the presidential debate format. The Commission on Presidential Debate said changes could be announced this weekend. The goal is to make the debates more orderly after Tuesday's face-off that saw President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden go after each other and overstep each other as well as the rules. The president tweeted, "Why would I allow the debate commission to change the rules for the second and third debates when I easily won last time?" The commission is an independent body. The next debate is in a couple of weeks, taking place in Miami, Florida. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 futures are down at this hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we have best-selling author David Horowitz joining us. Talk about Blitz and how Trump will smash the left and when. And, of course, we'll probably start it off with what happened last night. David, good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. A little depressed this morning. It was the worst presidential debate in the history of the country.
It's hard to get some takeaways there, right?
Never left.
Yeah. Yeah, and but I think that it,
I hope Chris Wallace responsible. That was the worst moderation. So incredibly partisan, couldn't impose. I mean, how could he not impose order on that from the beginning?
Right.
And you know, his anti-Trump bias came out in spades. I don't know if you've seen on the internet. They have a photo of, it's not a photo, a video of Biden looking like he's wearing a wire. I wondered, you know, he was, at one point he was looking down and I asked my wife, is he reading something? And what he was doing was listening to his prompters on that wire. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's all over the internet.
I have not seen it, but of course that was suspicion from even prior to would they be doing
they're gangsters. Yeah. They tried to overthrow this president. They colluded with the Russians. They accused the president knowing that they were the colluders with colluding with the Russians. And the disrespect for the White House started, you know, before Trump ever actually got in the Oval Office. Biden called him a clown, a liar, a racist, shut-up man. What does that do to America? You have a debate. You can argue the issues, although Biden really has no legs to stand on because he's never done anything. Yes.
Even when he tried to espouse some sort of policy, David.
There isn't been an investigation.
Right. Exactly.
It's terrible.
Well, and the other thing. Yeah. The other thing too.
Achievements. I mean, look. Mm-hmm. No rational person cannot see that Trump has more achievements in his 4 years in office than any president in the 20 or 21st
century him. 47 months versus 47 years.
Obama did nothing while ISIS created the caliphate and murdered 500,000 Christians and Muslims in the Middle East. Obama and Biden did nothing. And Trump, it took Trump 8 months to wipe them out. That alone shows, I mean, the Democrats, all they do is they assert things, and they repeat lies like like this thing about Charlottesville, where he's denounced white supremacists. He's called the KKK a terrorist organization. Like it falls on their deaf ears, and then they just repeat the lies. They're shameless.
Exactly. Well, and he's also talking about Trump being in a bunker, David. I mean, he's the one that's been in a bunker. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, he's done that with everything. It was Trump who banned the Chinese from carrying the coronavirus into the United States. It was Biden who called him a racist for doing that. Biden has blamed every 200 million coronavirus deaths on Trump. And when Trump has no control whatsoever, none, over the health care response in any of the states, it's all the governors. It's Cuomo who put the COVID patients in the nursing homes. And it's like 50% of the people who've died have been nursing home people. If you're under 69, your chance of dying from coronavirus is like 1%. It's very discouraging for anybody with half a brain to be involved in politics these days.
Well, it's insulting. You're exactly right, David, because of the narrative that's being pushed forth. I mean, for Biden, we understand it's politics, but, you know, to flat out lie and say the president has done nothing. I mean, look at, he shut down the airports. He responded. I mean, these Democratic governors that made a poor choice, like Cuomo, and spending money on windmills instead of PPE, which they were told 5 years earlier that they were deficient and they needed to stock up. He refused it. And then all of a sudden, when emergency came, he didn't have anything. But it was the president that came to his rescue, as he did with other Democratic governors, in saving them with supplies, right?
Yeah, the dispiriting thing is that there are so many people that buy these lies. How Biden can even be in the race is beyond me. I mean, the hatred of Trump is just so irrational. Well, I know what it is.
How bad did he? How bad did he damage? I'm talking Biden last night with his left wing of his party. He distanced himself, and even Donald Trump said, "Well, there goes your left wing."
I don't think that's right. I think the leftists, Machiavelli, in the end, justify the means. They know they can control Biden. They know that Kamala will be president. I don't think he's lost the left by saying he's not for the Green New Deal.
Did you see the latest polling on that in terms of American sentiment that, to your point, you just said that Kamala would be president. A majority of Democrats believe that to be the case.
Yeah. And she's a witch. She's a horrible person. You know, she's just horrible. In praising these Black Lives Matters Marxists as being brilliant people. Every one of their martyrdoms is a lie, including George Floyd, killed himself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the lies are so, they've so enveloped the country. I mean, it's just, who knows? And then there's the mail-in fraud.
Yeah.
These ballots that they mail out. I mean, you know, you mail out, what are they, in California, they mailed out 21 million ballots with no names on them. Anybody could fill it if they get a hold of them.
With no names on them, David?
Well, yeah, that's the problem with the mail-in fraud. In absentee ballots, you have to ask for the ballot. So there's some connection
exactly
between that actual person and the ballot. In the mail-in ballots that the Democrats have pushed, there's no connection. They're just ballots with no names on them. So
how does that support a legitimate election process, David?
It doesn't. The Democrats are fraudsters. I said they were gangsters. I meant that literally. Look, why are they against voter ID? They say it's voter suppression. Poor people, black people are too stupid. Unable to get a photo ID. Ridiculous. You can't get welfare without a photo ID. You can't check into a motel without, you know, I could go on
exactly.
And on. You can't.
We've got to go to break. The New York Times bestselling author, renowned conservative commentator, David Horowitz continues with us on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, let me tell you, David Horowitz is a former Marxist, so if he knows the signs, like so many others who have come to America from Marxist nations, they see what's happening to America and what's happened to the Democratic Party, and clearly they have really gone full Monty into this this socialist, this communist yellow brick road that they're trying to take America on, which in the primaries, if you realize, 70% of their own base said they're not interested in. But it doesn't matter.
you know, to the ruling class of the Democratic Party. You know, we're just going to ignore the obvious, like law and order. And even last night, David, Joe Biden couldn't even say Antifa. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was like, I don't know if you saw the comment that Jerry Nadler had made a while ago about Antifa when he was asked by a journalist or a reporter.
It's an international terrorist organization, for crying out to you.
Yes. Yeah, and Jerry Nadler says that's a Beltway myth.
Yeah. Well,
now
the Democrats are responsible for those riots. It never would have happened without those Democrat mayors not calling in the National Guard immediately and crushing them. And you put those jerks in jail for 6 months or a year. Every one of them is a criminal. You know, I don't know why this never comes up, but you can't occupy streets. You can't block bridges. You need a parade permit. You know? So they're all in violation of the law, and they all should be arrested. And just round them up and take them off the streets for like 3 or 4 months, and this will all be over.
Right.
But there's another dimension to the Democrats, which is truly disgusting, which is their racism and their attacks on white people. We have open season on whites. Every statistic shows that it's you know, I just, in my research, I looked this up, but there's like twice as many black murderers of whites as there are white murderers of blacks. That's
exactly. The reality.
And that fact is striking because blacks, and it's usually black males who are the criminals, like white males, they're 6% of the population. They commit 50% of the violent crimes, and yet it's white people. You have to talk about white skin privilege. This is what the Weather Underground terrorists, they invented that term, white skin privilege. I see a lot of black skin privilege. You know, everybody is silent and intimidated because they don't want to be called racist, but it's time to talk the truth. Everybody knows that black America, if you're a black young person, you have a 100 times better chance of getting into an elite college than if you're Chinese, for example. They discriminate against Asians in favor of blacks. You want a job. Same thing. So, you know, I don't begrudge the black community these privileges, but I do resent the fact, you know, that if you're white and you've struggled from nothing, you know, you're supposed to somehow be benefiting from white racism. And this term white supremacy is idiotic. It's a complete lie. Yes, there was a time in America, particularly in the American South, where people thought that blacks were inferior and treated them that way. That doesn't exist anymore. It's been outlawed for 60 years now. Systemic racism doesn't exist.
Yes.
It did.
Yeah. How many black leaders say the same thing?
Court cases all over the Civil Rights Act of 60, particularly 64, outlaw institutional racism. And they never come up with any evidence. It's just, they assert.
Exactly.
And other people, Republicans, are just scared to say boo to them. White supremacy. Denounce white supremacy. The hell is that?
Well,
you know, when
exactly.
David Duke holds a demonstration, there's like five people there, and there's 5,000 demonstrating against him. There isn't a single politician. The Ku Klux Klan used to have 11 senators, and I forget, something like 70 or 80 congressmen were members, all Democrats, by the way, were members of the Ku Klux Klan. Now there isn't a public official. That's an obvious racist, an overt racist. So it's all imaginary.
Yeah, because they've become democratic socialists, David. Yeah, you've got hundreds of elected officials that are democratic socialists. You know, you're talking about the black privilege.
Yeah.
You were talking about black privilege, and look at what Kamala Harris, in addressing Jacob Blake, you know, telling everybody that his family, that he was a hero. He's a hero for violating a restraining order and violating his former girlfriend, taking her car keys and one of the kids, and he's a hero.
Stealing her car keys and her car and her credit card.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And doing it.
And sexually assaulting her once again, too.
And resisting arrest while his kids are in the car. He's a scumbag.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like the timidity of Republicans. You know, why aren't they blasting out against these lies? The whole Black Lives Matter is a big hoax. All those people that they lionize, you know, with two or three exceptions, like Trayvon Martin, I think that Zimmerman should have gotten them. At least a manslaughter charge for stalking him with a gun.
Well, Trayvon Martin, that whole court case with Benjamin Crump is a big lie, and why he still has his license. If you've ever seen that, Joel Gilbert, yeah, he should be disbarred. He should not be an attorney with what he did in switching out a witness in a case like that, and especially when you go back and look at the genesis of Black Lives Matter. Yeah, it started there. It started there with Trayvon Martin. That even Barack Obama said this could be my son. Really, it could be your son.
Well, anyway, I'm just, it's a hoax. All the others, and Ahmaud Arbery was killed by a vigilante.
Well, David, your book Blitz. Your book, Blitz, which caused a lot of excitement and really busted open a lot of heads on the left, because you spoke truth to their insanity in breaking down why Trump will run away with this next election and why, and he has to. He has to win so decisively because of the mail-in voting cheating and all the stuff that they're trying to get away, ballot harvesting that you talked about.
Yeah. And they're stealing it in broad daylight. That's the thing that gets me. No voter IDs. There's no rationale whatsoever for opposing voter IDs. And accusing anybody who does oppose, who supports voter IDs of being a racist. That's the Democrats' position. And then pushing these mail-in fraud ballots. And confusing the absentee ballots with mail-in.
With the mail-in, exactly. Did you see what Ilhan Omar is doing in Minneapolis? According to Veritas, they got it all on tape.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much evidence of the fraud, and, you know, you just have a Biden saying there's no evidence of fraud. And nothing to back it up. He's full of hot air. That's all he is. He's a senile windbag.
And that's where David, where Chris Wallace did us no favors. He just allowed Biden to make statements, and there was no substantiation. It was disgusting,
correct.
I agree.
He challenged Trump, but he didn't challenge Biden's lies. And Biden makes up that, you know, he was Buy America. He was vice president for 8 years, but they sold America to the Chinese.
And exactly.
All he's done is stolen Trump's winning. But in Trump's case, it's not just...
Well, but that's what he's done. He's plagiarized his whole life, David Horowitz. David Horowitz, New York Times bestselling author, renowned conservative commentator right here. Thank you, David. Take care.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. and we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's September jobs report just out, and the number of jobs created last month coming in rather disappointing and below most economists' predictions. Just 661,000 new jobs were created in September. And as for the unemployment rate, here's Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
A September unemployment rate of 7.9% remains substantially above the 3.5% level seen in February, and it's reminiscent still levels seen during the Great Recession.
The unemployment rate going to 7.9, down from 8.4% in August. First Lady Melania Trump says she and President Trump are, in her words, feeling good after they did test positive for coronavirus last evening, and both have cleared their schedules until further notice. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, with the cold temperatures coming upon us, you need to be careful that they do not weather your skin. Now, we're going to be talking winter skincare tips for men with the Director of Cosmetic and Clinical Research in Dermatology at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. He's sharing dermatologist-approved tips to fight seasonally dry and itchy skin, plus how to avoid irritation and inflammation from face masks. And I'm glad he brought that up, too, because there's been a lot of questions about face masks. Dr. Joshua Zeichner joins us now. Dr. Zeichner, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Well, we know what happens every year. The winter's chilly temperatures and lower humidity levels combined with indoor artificial heating wreak havoc on our skin, right?
Yeah, we know that low temperatures and low humidity levels take a toll on our outer skin layer. It strips the skin of essential oils, leads to microscopic cracks in the outer skin layer, loss of hydration, and inflammation. So this translates to dry, itchy skin.
And this is why we need to up our game, our skincare regimen, right?
Yeah, it's important to take care of your skin, you know, throughout the entire year, but especially in the fall and winter time.
Well, for all the guys out there, what's your top tip for beating razor burn when skin is already dry and sensitive?
You have to remember that shaving is an interaction between the razor, the hair, and the skin. So proper shaving technique is important to prevent razor burn. You want to shave immediately after the shower when the skin and the hair are both soft and hydrated. Of course, apply a shaving gel to enhance the glide of the razor against the skin. Take individual strokes in the direction of the hair growth. And after every 1 to 2 strokes, make sure to clean off that razor with hot water to remove any debris that accumulates.
Well, that's a good idea. I mean, some of these tips, I got to tell you, I didn't hear. You know, you just kind of, you know, young men are just given a razor and said, you know, have at it, and it's more learned by. Yeah, right. And you just learn by doing, and you go, okay, and until you get tired of, you know, cutting through your skin, then you start maybe applying some stuff. So this is a good tutorial for all of us to hear, you know, the right way. What other steps can we take to keep our skin healthy and hydrated?
Moisturizers are really important. Your moisturizer even can double up as your aftershave lotion. You want to look for high-quality, fragrance-free products. I recommend something like Olay Microsculpting Cream. It contains skin-plumping hyaluronic acid, as well as niacinamide, which is a form of vitamin B3 that soothes and firms the skin. And it's a great multitasker because, in addition to hydrating the skin, it even improves the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles.
I got to tell you, Zeigner, you know, to be honest with you, I've been an Olay guy for a long time. I mean, for a couple of decades at least. I love the Olay product. It is an excellent product. And, you know, from my experience, I highly recommend it as well.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people have traditionally looked at Olay as a brand for women.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is a great product both for men and for women. And it's a complete myth that men's skin is any less sensitive than women's.
Well, I'll take you back a number of years. What triggered it for me, I remember one time in an interview with Bob Hope, he said, look, I noticed my wife was putting on all these creams, and I'm thinking, hey, why not me?
Yeah, you know, I think that for a long time, nobody was talking about men's skincare and the importance of taking care of your skin in men. It was focused completely on women. But now it's great that the conversation is you know, coming to men as well.
You know, another thing about this colder season, some guys may think that, hey, it's a little colder, you know, the sun's not as predominant. Maybe I don't need as much sunscreen or sunscreen at all during the colder months. Clear up that myth.
Yeah, so sunscreen is important all year round. Even incidental sunlight exposure adds up over a lifetime. And now that we're moving into, you know, the fall and the winter and we're wearing face masks, you know, we have to be careful about not getting sun exposure just to the exposed skin. You know, we're going to be seeing a lot of these face mask tan lines, which I do not think is going to be an attractive look.
Well, beyond the attractive look, these face masks, you know, we get back to that original proposition of
yeah.
The solution being worse than the disease. You know, there's some studies, and maybe we're going to find out more about it, that how the face mask has interfered even with our ability to absorb vitamin D. Is that a consideration as well?
Well, we do know that in certain cultures, especially when women's faces are completely covered, there has been an increase in the predominant vitamin D deficiency. But generally speaking, I never have any patients rely on UV light exposure for their vitamin D supplements. You know, the risk of UV light exposure in terms of skin cancer development outweighs the benefit. And I always recommend a healthy, well-balanced diet and supplements. And if you are vitamin D deficient, you can speak to your primary care doctor about, you know, whether vitamin D supplements are right for you.
Well, Dr. Zeigner, we just so appreciate these tips that you're sharing with us. Are there any other tips that we need to be aware of?
Yeah, especially if we're wearing face masks, you need to make sure that you're washing them regularly. I recommend fragrance-free, dye-free detergents because fragrances and dyes can lead to allergies in the skin, and detergents like Tide-Free and Gentle are a great option.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Joshua Zeigner, Director of Cosmetic and Clinical Research in Dermatology at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. We often talk about women's skin, and guys, hey, it's our turn, and we need to up our game, you know, especially during these winter chilly temperatures and months ahead, and as humidity levels are lowered, combined with indoor artificial heating, this is wreaking havoc on our skin, and we often forget that our skincare regimen, much like our wardrobe, should change from one season to the next. Dr. Zeigner, again, if you can put up with me for just a moment, I want to review these proper shaving techniques that you said from the get-go, because, you know, we may have gone through that a little quick, and guys are saying, hey, you know, I didn't get a chance to really take some notes, and I thought you made a couple good points here. So let's review proper shaving techniques.
Sure. So when you shave, you want to make sure that both the skin and the hair is soft and hydrated. So you want to shave after a warm shower, because that gives the skin time to absorb that hydration and naturally become softened. Next, you want to make sure that you're applying a shave gel, and the gel enhances, you know, moisturization of the skin, hydration and softening of the hair, and it allows the razor to glide more smoothly against the skin. When you shave, a lot of men shave against the grain because they feel that that will give them a closer shave, but oftentimes that increases your risk of developing ingrown hairs. Mm. So I recommend shaving with the grain. Typically, that's, you know, starting with the sideburns and working your way downward. Start with the outer face, next move to the neck, and then finally the chin, and last the mustache, because the mustache has the thickest bristle on the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you shave, you need to make sure that you're applying a moisturizing aftershave lotion, because you want to make sure that you're repairing the skin barrier from any microscopic nick that you're getting.
And how often do we change our blades out?
So it really depends on how often you're shaving, how hard you're shaving, and, the quality and coarseness of the beard. So for most men, it's, every, week or every other week, something like that. But if you're not shaving every day, sometimes you can stretch that blade out, for over several weeks. You just want to change it out when you start to feel tugging or pulling on the skin when you shave.
And again, the bottom line of all this is we got to make sure that we moisturize our skin daily. This is something that we've been casual about, and we need to up our game, especially during these winter months, as well as sunscreen, right?
Of course. Even incidental UV light exposure from the sun adds up over a lifetime. So whether you're walking to work or you're in the car, you need to make sure that you're protecting yourself appropriately.
Well, Dr. Joshua Zeichner, Director of Cosmetic and Clinical Research in Dermatology at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City, has been our guest. Dr. Zeichner, as we wrap things up, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
I actually have been sending everybody over to Olay.com. They have a great skincare blog with tips that are helpful both for women and for men.
Dr. Zeichner, thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Mm-hmm. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
I'll tell you, what a talent, huh? And a blessing. And we had a chance to see Danny last weekend. He performed at The Return, which was so incredible. If you didn't get a chance to see that, you can still see it at the website, thereturn.org. Absolutely incredible. We've got Danny Huerta with us from Focus on the Family, and he's a parenting expert counselor, knower of all things that have to do with kids, no matter what kind of fussing and fighting and irritation they may be in the middle, even if they're pretending to have a debate like two presidential candidates. I mean, Danny can be in the middle of it, and he brings calm into every situation. In fact, I think, Danny, you probably should have moderated instead of Chris Wallace, because you could have kept those kids in line, and we might have been able to the media's content, because somehow they could not seem to discern what was being said in the midst of the contention.
No, Bill, that's fine. I'm still laughing, Bill. That's great. Hey, it's not new, right? The mudslinging has been there all throughout history in these political debates.
What's our culture right now? I keep telling everybody, what are you, surprised? I mean, this is what I call it. Right now, we're at each other's throats. So you got two presidential candidates representing, you know, 50% of each side of the culture. And this is what's been deposited into the bloodstream. The challenge is that our kids are seeing this in the midst of, you know, performance trophies and this oversensitivity, that they may not quite understand the peril on so many levels that our culture is being subjected to. And this came to focus, I believe, even more so last weekend. If you saw it, I don't know if you did or not, but The Return with Jonathan Kahn and Pastor Kevin Jessup, and Franklin Graham was at the D.C. Mall as well with his prayer march. I mean, it was a needed focus, but, you know, it's like, okay, are the people really going to respond to God's promise that if we will only humble ourselves and pray? And this was a focus, you know, to Chronicles 7:14, and brought to mind, but are we just going to let something come and go in much the same way the children of Israel did in ancient times? And they ended up ignoring what God had to say to them, and they went ahead and got judged.
Yes, and really the key word you use there is humble. Humble ourselves. That's what we can teach our kids this election season. More so than ever before in history, parents need to be involved with their kids as social media and media itself is driving perception. And so we have to enter that conversation with our kids, and it begins with prayer for wisdom, for direction, for discernment, and equipping for conversations we're going to have. And then moving into awareness. What is social media saying? What are the facts around this? What are we listening to? Carefully discerning and sifting through what is there and helping your kids, especially the teenagers and preteens, know that there's a driving of perception, and you have to stop and reflect together as a family what it is that we're taking in. Talk about the issues as a family at the dinner table or other places. Don't just sit watching the news and complain. Talk about what the values are in your home, why they're there, and then how you can respond as a family and what you stand for. Have your teenagers talk that through and be respectful with influence rather than trying to overpower people and maybe asking them, what do you think did not go well in that debate? Process that, and what did go well, so that your kids have begin to think about their opinions and their thoughts as well.
Exactly. Well, the thing I get, Danny, is the kids will say, what does that look like? And I say, well, look how Jesus conducted himself. I mean, when you think about when he was being persecuted, wrongly accused, and this is what stopped me years ago when God brought me to that crossroads and said, look at what my son did. He said nothing, because I was in a situation where I was getting pulverized, and I'm getting irritated. I mean, boy, you want to bring the ire of an angry Mexican out. It was letting loose. And I was trying to behave myself. And I felt like the Spirit of God was telling me, you know, just shut up. I mean, just like that. I mean, like you and I are talking right now, just shut up. I go, what do you mean? Just shut up. You know, I'm just, you know, you see what's going on here. If I don't defend myself, who's going to defend me? You know, and it's always, you know, you ask that stupid question, right? And you realize how stupid it is when God immediately says, how about me?
Right.
How about if I defend you? And so for me, as I did a deep dive in that, in realizing that, number one, Jesus said nothing because he had already said everything. And what he did, and Paul reminds us of this, is having done all to stand, keep standing. And so what are you standing on but the truth of God? And that's what Jesus sat in and stood in every step of the way, as he stood on God's truth. And boy, I'll tell you, and I want to tell the kids, if the kids are listening, take it from an adult who has failed the test. Okay. And by experience, all I'm saying to you is that I want you to pass the test. Take it from this knucklehead that learned the hard way, that had to go up on top of the roof, fall down, and realize the law of gravity still exists.
Yeah, and, you know, Bill, I was talking to a few teens, speaking of teens, and they said, man, Biden was just sucked into that debate, into a place where there's outrageous comments, things being flung. They said, we would have, most of these guys said, it would have been much better to just respond, right? Just respond to what was there. And you can see both of them trying to bring what catches attention, which is outrageous comments in extreme positions. That's just what politics is about. With social media and media's attention, that's what captures that and gets people talking. When they do that, you're going to pay more attention to that than serious policy. And so for teens, they need to understand the dynamics of that as well, but then also process through, how would I respond if I was in that situation? And most of these teens said, I would have just calmly responded with that humble heart. They said, man, that makes such a difference in a respect for a person. And so hopefully we'll see deep heart change as we're going into these debates. And as a country, we're needing our kids to become contributors, as we've talked about before on the show, instead of consumers of the narrative within our country. And so how can we get our kids studying about what humility means, getting our kids studying on what it means to be in leadership and a leadership position. And what is it that we stand for? In awe of, but also stand for firmly because we believe in it. And why do we believe in that? Mm-hmm. And so as we're entering conversations, let's help our kids know, maybe take them into scenarios where they can respectfully respond rather than react. Because most of the time we won't convince people once they have a belief on something, but we will influence them through the message of our life in the way we come with our words, as you were talking about there. God said to respond with a kind word, with loving words, and they will. The kids will be watching your kids. Other families will be watching your family.
Well, Danny, look at how Nick Sandman responded. I mean, and I don't know if that Catholic school taught him that, if it was some value that he got from his parents, but I dare say that if you got 10 kids and you said, look, you had somebody pounding a drum in your face, how many of you would have just taken that guy out instead of just standing there and keep standing and taking the insult? And, you know, and so far it's paid off pretty well. I think he's gotten like $250 million for standing, you know, and not saying anything.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Not bad, you know. But the takeaway though, and the lesson to be learned here is you don't sacrifice your peace, right? I mean, that's what you're saying.
Right. You're deeply rooted, and what you want to show. Imagine if our kids looked at all conversations as an invitation to be able to share their faith, but sharing it, not feeling a sense that I have to convince this person, then I'll feel much better. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share what I believe, and if you want that, great. If you don't, you know, let my life speak for itself. And
exactly.
If kids do that, then peacefulness will reign in their conversation. They'll be much more influential. And I know there are going to be a lot of family divisions over this political season, and that's sad to me. That's not what God's about. This is an opportunity to listen to one another. We each have opinions. We have the freedom of our thoughts. That's the first freedom we're given. But there are consequences to the beliefs we have. And as Christians, we step into this political season primarily, as I mentioned at the beginning, Bill, with prayer, knowing that lines up our minds with the will of God. Regardless of the circumstance, sometimes faith means that God doesn't change things the way we think they should go, and we step into that, lean into that. Faith means we trust our Heavenly Father that truly is the one, that the maker of the universe, that is over everything. Even when things feel chaotic, we can find peace in our minds, beginning with prayer, and then modeling that with our children.
Well, and in this political season, action is required. God said, render to Caesar things that are Caesar, to God the things that are God's. And right now, people of faith, we know, Danny, sadly, only 50% of evangelicals will bother to register to vote. And of that 50, only 50%, yet again, half of those will actually go out and vote. You know, that's unacceptable. It really is. I think it grieves the Father that here we are given this opportunity to be agents of good, to be participants. We're in the field of play here, and you can't just sit there and put yourself on the sidelines. You have got to get involved, and even more so as a person of faith, to demonstrate to others what faith looks like and how you activate it. Get out there and vote. Danny Huerta, thank you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.